So what's up, everybody? Mike Caluzzi here, host of Pro Tips to Grow Your Biz. As you know, I am a business coach who helps professionals navigate their way through career transitions in an empowered state to avoid overwhelm, anxiety, and frustration. So the whole goal is to allow you to move forward with a real sense of clarity, confidence, and a renewed sense of purpose as you move forward. You can reach me at mike@mikecaluzzi.com or, of course, visit my website at www.mikecaluzzi.com. So, guys, today I have a great guest. His name is Lane Kawaoka, and he is coming in from Hawaii, and he is a really interesting person who has an amazing background that he has developed primarily in the area of real estate and became an expert in the idea of investing in passive income through real estate. He hails from Honolulu, Hawaii. And, you know, he is one of those folks who used to work for the big corporation, you know, as a construction engineer, but after, you know, being conservative, saving his money and learning all about investing, he found happiness, balance, and financial freedom through his real estate investing. He journals his whole entire experience on his podcast, which is called Simple Passive Cash Flow. And you can find him at simplepassivecashflow.com. And you can also check him out on social media at simplepassivecashflow.com. So Lane, I want to welcome you to the show and thanks for coming on.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Mike. Aloha, everybody.
So, you know, Lane, again, you know, you are somebody who has done what many people want to do, and that is they want to escape the corporate 9-to-5 and create an empowered lifestyle on their own terms. So why don't you just share a little bit about, you know, what prompted you to make that shift and how you got introduced to the concepts that which you now, you know, work under, and then we can get into some of the meat as far as some of the things that you're currently experiencing and give some folks in the audience some guidance on what they would want to do
if they want to get started. Yeah, I mean, you know, what I kind of discovered maybe about, you know, I've been investing in real estate since 2009, just buying little rental properties, all while working my day job, right? Like, because, you know, we do passive investing and this flipping houses or wholesaling houses. But, you know, for myself and all my clients, we make pretty good money at our day jobs or businesses. And you know, the idea is to take that money and not go spend it on like jet skis and stupid stuff, but, you know, put it to buying assets and eventually, you know, those properties will appreciate. But in the meantime, you get the tax benefits, you pay down, your tenant pay down your mortgage for you, so you have the equity built up there. And you have the monthly cash flow, which you can use to buy more food on the table or buy more investments aggressively and just exponentially growing your portfolio. And then, you know, I kind of went down this road and a big pivot of mine happened when, you know, I started to join different mastermind groups and got around other high net worth accredited investors. And my mind was kind of blown that, you know, the wealthy people do things very differently. They invest in real estate, private placements and syndications, these country club deals. They pay little to no taxes because of real estate. And maybe we can talk about that too. But, and then they do a little bit of infinite banking with some whole life insurance. And that's really like the three-step formula of, you know, how the wealthy do it. They don't do 401ks and all these traditional investments. You know, they work jobs to trade time for money, but eventually get out of that type of stuff and become more of a passive professional investor.
Well, you know, you make some, you know, in your statement right there, you kind of address quite a few, you know, more sophisticated investment vehicles. You know, you talk about, you know, the difference, you know, a lot of people don't even really know what, you know, an accredited investor is, you know, versus a non-accredited investor. You know, you talk about private placements and syndications. These are not things that most people, you know, learn around the family dinner table. So what was your, you know, what was your impetus to kind of open yourself up to these opportunities to learn? And maybe you can give some people a little bit of an insight on what some of those more sophisticated terms are so they can get a good feel of it. You don't have to go super deep, but just so they understand the context of your conversation of what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of these terms aren't, you know, My parents didn't own any rental properties. They were not accredited investors, which is defined as, you know, guy who makes over $250,000 a year or net worth greater than $1 million. You know, person who seemingly has a lot of money. But, you know, like that, this is kind of where, you know, I bought rental properties, got my net worth over $500,000 plus. And then what do you do after there, right? There's always levels to wealth. And, you know, you kind of get around other high net worth wealthy people. And you also learn that, you know, that there's people above 50, 100, you know, million, billion dollars net worth. You're not quite there yet. But you start to climb this ladder of wealth and you start to realize there's certain strategies. And as you climb this journey, and you start to realize there's a lot of strategies put out as kind of financial dogma. Invest in your 401k, buy your house to live in, pay it down, don't use debt. A lot of these strategies just aren't what, you know, wealthy people, and I'll define wealthy people as maybe a $1 to $10 million net worth plus, do. It's actually counterintuitive, or it actually works against you when you kind of follow these types of things. And, you know, following what a financial planner does, you know, they're just guys who gets paid on commission for you to buy garbage investments, essentially, in traditional mainstream stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sophisticated investors, guys who are well connected, and, you know, they invest directly with people who are doing the deals and cut out all these middlemen. And I think that's been my big motivation to create the website and the podcast, is like, there's just all this bad financial advice out there, and the whole system is engineered to have us keep working and pay a lot of taxes in the meantime. And it's not the wealthy people, you know, that a lot of the techniques that we teach, paying taxes and, you know, working really hard and, you know, corporate America jobs. And it's not the poor people, you know, they're not paying too much tax. It's kind of that middle class. They're just getting beat up. And often the most hardworking people and contributors to society, these are the doctors, the lawyers, the engineers.
Looks like we lost your audio. Hang on.
Hello, hello, hello.
Now we're back on. Okay. So we had a little bit of a technical issue. I can edit that in post. But you were saying,
yeah. Like, so you're... I mean, it's mostly these white collar professionals that are paying their fair share of their more than their unfair share of taxes and working hard to provide for society. And, you know, but a lot of these techniques that the wealthy do is nothing that anybody out there can implement. But there's going to be a lot of, you know, unlearning bad habits. And, you know, one of those is a lot of it, like, you know, I think a lot of people will follow Dave Ramsey and a lot of these old school, you know, seemingly conservative financial views, don't go into debt. Now, to me, a lot of those views are for people who are financially illiterate and they just don't have that much money, and people who spend more money than they make, right? You know, people who make under $50,000, $60,000 a year and are in credit card consumer debt. Now, for those people, which I would argue that's majority of the population out there, you know, go read a book from Dave Ramsey and follow those principles, great principles. But for people who are positive accumulators of wealth, you know, most of my clients save $20,000 to $100,000 plus a year from their day jobs. I mean, you have to, it's a different operating system. Buying assets such as real estate with good debt, where your debt service coverage ratio is over 1 to 1.25, and to rinse, wash, repeat, and continually to do that is kind of the secret to wealth building.
And that's a great, great point. So with respect to, you know, what you do particularly, and you talk about your clients, are you tied in directly to kind of like investor pools that you kind of work with? You have products that you offer to investors. Talk, because I think one of the big questions is for a lot of folks is, you know, how to get involved, how not to make some of those rookie errors, how to hedge their risk in a way that they could, you know, get a good ROI as quickly as possible without, you know, putting too much at risk. If you could talk a little bit about that. I mean, I think particularly when we think about where the current market is, where, you know, we hear the headlines, we see what's going on, but, you know, we all know that smart people make money regardless of, you know, what the headlines are saying and what the financial markets are saying. So tell me what your thoughts are in that, and maybe give a little bit of guidance on, you know, what it is that you offer to folks as a provider, service provider.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's no secret, right? Inflation, I like inflation, right? And it is really heads I win, tails I win. If inflation is up, my rents are going up. You know, we make a heck of a lot of money when that happens. And when inflation is low and normal, you know, we continue to value add apartments. So what we do, you know, we've got kind of two sides of the business. We have the coaching and consultant side, where we have a group of a mastermind group of accredited investors, because a lot of this is who you know in your network. Who do you invest with? More importantly, who to stay away from. The education and what to do. What do the wealthy do for tax, legal, you know, and putting together their infinite banking vault. You know, that's the part we provide on the consulting side. The other side, totally separate business, is the operation. We purchase real estate, mostly apartment buildings, where we value add. We own over 8,000 rental properties as a collective group, over $1.2 billion of assets under ownership. And we go out and we acquire large properties, mostly Class B assets that are stabilized today. So they're cash flowing, you know, kind of day one. And we go in and make minor light upgrades, you know, typically spending $5,000 per unit and changing out the flooring, the appliances, new paint job, more playground equipment. And, you know, in turn, able to bump the rents up a couple hundred dollars across the board in kind of a slow flip format.
Mm-hmm. And do you have as far as the acquisition process, obviously you have your acquisition criteria, and then do you have a board membership who make the ultimate decisions on which investments to actually commit to, and then communicate that to your investors? How's that work?
Yeah, so it's very simple, right? Real estate's pretty simple. Our investment criteria is we focus on red states, because when we're the landlords, we want the good landlord laws on our side. And typically the red states are the ones that are more economically focused. And then we look at population growth, and it's no secret that the Sunbelt states are the ones that are increasing in population. We hear it's, you know, places like Phoenix, Arizona, Houston, Dallas, Florida, you know, Alabama, places like that, that kind of fit both of those two criteria. Then we go after kind of the lower middle class of the clientele basis. So, you know, these are people renting apartments, you know, anywhere from $700 to $1,400 a month. If you guys are living in California, Washington, Hawaii, New York, those rents might seem a little bit low, but I know you're in Sarasota, so, you know, you kind of understand what those rents are, what kind of clientele that is. And that's the idea. We want to cater towards the lower middle class of America, because that's where the glove of the American population is. And as far as we see, you know, the markets, I mean, you're not going to be able to, like, that populate, that demand is not going anywhere. It's going to be improving as the bifurcation of the wealthy and the middle class, you know, separate. And in case of a recession, right, the people in the nice apartments, big houses, even regular houses, they get foreclosed on and move on over to the lower end apartments and the middle apartments where we are. So that's kind of our business model. As far as, you know, we operate just like any other private equity firm goes. You know, we have a set of our general partners who get paid off of when the assets perform, and we're the ones who make the calls. We are the professionals tied into the state and have our pulse on the economy. And, you know, passive investors just passively invest on the side.
Mm-hmm. And so is it a matter of, if a person would want to learn more to become an investor, what's the best way for them to connect with you and learn more about your offerings? Is that over at simplepassivecashflow.com?
Yeah, I would say, like, that's the best way is to get educated first, right? I mean, I've been investing in real estate, little rental properties, from 2009 to 2015. That was about where I started to learn more about these apartment syndications and private placements. And when I first started to hear about it, I thought it was like the craziest thing. And I was like, isn't this kind of like a Ponzi scheme? But then, you know, once you start to grow your network, you start to realize these are quite, they're pretty, pretty common out there. You know, they're like a, they're country club deals. It's who you know. And the important thing in this business is, you know, there's a lot of people doing it, is what you realize is the important thing is investing with the right people who are honest operators and do what they say they're supposed to. And really the only way you can verify that is go and building a network of other purely passive accredited investors to interact with and figure out what the real scoops are. There is no Yelp. There is no Google reviews on it. A lot of this is private and you have to build organic relationships with people. If you don't, well, then you can go to like kind of the other garbage on these crowdfunding websites that just act as middlemen and broker dealers to people who can't raise their own money on their own. Do I still think that that's better than doing the stock market mutual funds? Yes. But, you know, for a lot of people out there, they care to know who they're working with personally and have that personal connection. Mm-hmm. And that's this world of private placements and syndications. And, you know, yes, it is definitely off the beaten path. But, you know, I think the rewards definitely outweigh, you know, the little bit of risk when you're getting off that beaten path.
Right. Now, that's really good information. And I think it's very insightful. You know, so we kind of covered a lot as far as what your investment criteria is, what your overall philosophy is. What would you say? I'm sorry. What would you hang on? Sorry. What would you say as far as folks who would be interested? What is typically the criteria for them to get involved with you, whether it be as a client and or as a member of your syndicate?
Yeah, I mean, I would say first build a relationship, right? We are a people business here. But, you know, first of all, you know, if your net worth is not over $1 million or you're not a credit investor, we probably can't work with you. You know, and yet we still do have a lot of education for people, you know, to buy a lot of, you know, little rental properties. I mean, that's how I got started. You know, when I graduated college, I had a good salary, but my net worth was nothing. To me, this is all part of the journey, right? When you're starting out under $500,000 net worth, to me, you should go out and buy some rental properties. We have a free e-course that I put together, and people can get access to it at simplepassivecashflow.com/turnkey. And there's a free analyzer there too for people to download. Go buy your own little rental property on your own. Get started. Get sophisticated first. Understand the risks, and you know that, you know, when things don't go right, you know, be the landlord. But eventually, you know, your net worth will grow, and you'll kind of want to go into more scalable, or value add type of ventures such as these. So it depends on where you're at, right? And again, I guess it goes without saying, because most people in this country are not good with their money. You know, get your finances right, get out of consumer debt first. But you know, if your net worth is anywhere from, you know, if you have $30,000, you can go and buy a rental property, you know, 20% down payment on a $100,000 house, you're off and rolling. And that's where I would suggest, you know, go and check out that info page on Turnkey Rentals. Go and learn about analyzing deals. That's kind of the on-ramp to get started.
What I think is really good about this advice is that it's very objectively based, and it's built upon objective benchmarks, which I think, you know, when people are looking to free themselves, say, of the 9-to-5, or they're overwhelmed or frustrated or maybe burnt out in their career, oftentimes it's because they hit a threshold as far as they're not really sure on what to do next. So this is a very empowering way to move forward, that they don't necessarily have to abandon or put negative context into a profession which they've worked very hard to develop an area of expertise. I mean, I know for myself, I teach people that all the time, because I was one of those folks who was very emotionally driven. I grew up in real estate and grew up in development. but I didn't understand some of the more sophisticated techniques. I made more than my fair share of mistakes. And some of the lessons learned have been that it's important to, you know, really hunker down to understand the fundamentals, so then you could recontextualize what you're currently doing and then build a skill set that will ultimately allow a person to move forward to financial freedom in a very empowered state. So I really like what you have to say. It's really impressive. And I have to wish you, you know, congratulations on it. Seemingly a really great trajectory. You seem very self-assured and confident, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And you know, for folks who are there out there that are a little bit wary, I mean, you know, don't gamble on appreciation or don't trade. Like, I mean, I'm not a big fan of crypto, right? When you buy things that produce income on a monthly basis and debt service coverage ratio 1.25, if you don't know what that is, look it up, right? When you have cash flow, when you have assets that produce cash flow for you every month, it doesn't matter where you're buying in a recession or right before a recession or in the good times, bad times, it don't matter. This is where, like, you know, cash flow is more prudent wealth building over time. And it's always a good time to be buying if the property cash flows.
So guys, again, we have Lane Kawaaka, who is here today. He is the founder of Simple Passive Cash Flow. I hope you have taken the time to listen. He has a lot of really good, insightful information on those of you who are looking to build passive income through really very fiscally conservative and vehicles that are tried and tested and can allow you to establish high net worth through really just a passive income stream through investing in real estate and syndicates. So if you are new to real estate, this is something that you want to kind of connect with Lane so you can start understanding the dynamics of more sophisticated investors. And then for those of you who are already at that level, who are looking to possibly connect with a group that is well seasoned and has a proven track record, then it's obviously someone that you want to connect with. So it's Lane Kawaaka, and he is with simplepassivecashflow.com. Lane, I want to say thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. Any final thoughts before we sign off?
No. If you guys are you know, always looking to kind of help out folks who've kind of put in the work, and you know, I think that's where I was, you know, when I first started. It's like you're working this job that you may or may not like. Sure, we all have to trade time for money, but I think the important thing is realizing when you have that excess cash flow or that from their day job, from your savings, you got to put into something that kind of works harder for you.
Very true. Well, Lane, great, great insight. I give you a lot of credit. Congratulations on all of your success. And again, thanks for joining us. Guys, again, Mike Caluzzi here, Pro Tips to Grow Your Biz. And I appreciate you tuning in. I hope you found this helpful. If you did, please share it with people within your network. Again, Lane, thank you very much. Guys, have a great day.